Blackstone Audiobooks presents Daughter of the Stars by Phyllis A. Whitney. For Georgia, my daughter, my best friend, always my first editor. Through the gloom of the night, Sunday, October 16, 1859, a small band of men tramped silently behind a horse-drawn wagon down a winding Maryland road leading to Harper's Ferry, Virginia. From the shoulder of each man hung loosely a Sharp's rifle, hidden by long gray shawls that protected the ghostly figures against the chilling air of approaching winter. A slight drizzle of rain veiled the towering Blue Ridge Mountains with an eerie mist. Not a sound broke the stillness, save the tramping feet and the creaking wagon. From John Brown's Raid, based on National Park Service reports by William C. Everhart and Arthur L. Sullivan. Forward. Before I finish work on a current novel, I'm alert for the setting and opening situation for my next book. However, with my novel Starflight winding toward its climactic scene, I had no idea where to turn next. These days I limit myself to settings that are not too far away from where I live, so I don't have the whole country to choose from. By chance, Madeline Delgado, a friend of my daughter, suggested Harper's Ferry, which is only a two-hour drive away. I wasn't especially interested. To me, Harper's Ferry was only a dot on a map made famous by John Brown, and his story had already been told many times. But Madeline's enthusiasm for the beauty of the place, apparently shared by Thomas Jefferson, caught my attention. So we set up the trip, and my daughter drove me north through the Shenandoah Valley.